Chapter 1. Introduction to Africa. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Psalm 67:4. In this book, you will learn the history of one of the world's largest continents. This is the landmass we call Africa. This enormous continent is over 11 million square miles. It is the second largest continent in the world. Today, there are over 50 distinct countries in Africa. Each has its own languages, government, and people groups. Africa has been the theater of many of God's greatest works in history. The gospel of Jesus Christ took root here after Jesus' ascension. Today, Christianity is expanding at a rapid rate throughout the continent. In Africa, Jesus is bringing all his enemies under his footstool. 1 Corinthians 15:25. Yet Africa is also a continent filled with many sad stories. The fall into sin brought terrible things into the world. Like other peoples, Africans have suffered in many ways throughout history. These sufferings include deadly plagues, natural disasters, and enslavement. Africa has also been conquered by foreign powers. But God has purpose even in the sad stories of Africa's history. This history is still a part of his ultimate plan for the world. The four regions of Africa. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord, in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. Acts 17:26-27. Before you learn Africa's history, let's look at Africa itself. Let's look at the geography, climate, and animals of this continent. We will begin by studying Africa's geography. Africa is divided into four major regions. These four regions are North Africa, West Africa, East Africa, and Central and Southern Africa. Each of these regions have different geographical features and different climates. North Africa contains many rocky mountains. In the southern portion of North Africa, the enormous Sahara Desert stretches across the continent. The Sahara is the world's largest desert. West Africa is the most populated region of Africa. It contains much grassland. This makes West Africa a good place for farming. East Africa contains many mountains. It also contains what are known as plateaus. A plateau is a large raised area of level land. Central and Southern Africa is mostly flat.